Basically, we can say that patient who receives blood, if he gets chills and fever and his blood pressure is maintained, this is 2 hours after a transfusion, and we're like, oh, that sounds like ABO incompatibility. But the answer is actually preformed antibodies to leukocyte antigens, because this is going to be febrile non-hemolytic transfusion reaction. If they want the ABO incompatibility, they'll tell you oftentimes flank pain, and they might give you hypotension. And they might tell you a Coombs test is positive. That's how I justify.
Yes,
ABO incompatibility. That's how I justify this, because otherwise you could say, well, it sounds similar though. I don't understand. Well, I'm telling you how to justify the fact that they make the vignettes so similar. That's a hard one.
Okay.
So it's a hard one. It's an okay one to get wrong. Okay. So you can go to the next one, the 22-year-old man. So antithrombin, this is a hard one. It's a bullshit question. I've seen this one before. This comes down to anticardiolipin antibodies versus antithrombin 3 deficiency. This is what you need to know. Antithrombin 3 deficiency is going to present two ways. You're either going to get thromboses in someone who has nephrotic syndrome, because you're losing antithrombin 3 through the urine in nephrotic syndrome. You get renal vein thrombosis. That's one way it can present. The other way antithrombin 3 deficiency presents is going to be kind of a young adult male, as they gave you here. And they're going to tell you that there's thromboses. And you're like, but wait, I don't understand. Like, doesn't that sound like antiphospholipid syndrome? The thing is, in antiphospholipid syndrome, they're going to tell you that the PTT is elevated. When they're giving you this type of hematologic question, they will tell you there's thromboses plus the PTT is elevated. That's how it would be cardiolipin antibodies versus antithrombin 3 deficiency. They don't mention the PTT at all. And they just say that there's thromboses in a young male in his 20s, right? Now, the other point I want to make is, for instance, they can give you a different type of vignette where they don't mention the PTT for antiphospholipid syndrome, such as pregnancy with recurrent miscarriage, or if the patient has SLE, then it's so obvious that they don't have to tell you the PTT. This is a hard question. This is a 270 level question here, so I'm not concerned about you getting this wrong. Okay.
Yeah.